I find this interesting because I know as a fan there are certain teams I really, really hate. And when I really hate them, that means they're my rival. That's it's kind of simple. Like, I hate the Atlanta Braves. I hate the New England Patriots. And, of course, I mean from a sports sense. Mm-hmm. I hate those teams. They're my rival. The Washington Commanders slash Washington football team slash Washington whatevers has not been a team it feels like Giant fans hate. So when Kayvon Thibodeau was asked, the other day, hey, you're playing one of your rivals, he gave a very interesting answer that I'm curious how many Giant fans share the view of. Here's Kayvon.
So are you looking forward to Washington? I mean, you've had a lot of success against them in your first 2 years.
Yeah.
What makes this team UCA call this kind of elevate you?
I would say Washington in particular, you know, they're not really a rival, but they're a, what would you call it, in-conference? Yeah, in-conference. In our same division, there we go. They're in our division, so it's always a great game. You know, we see them twice a year, so I'm excited. Jaden Daniels is a great quarterback. He's from Cali, you know, grew up knowing him, grew up with him, so I understand, you know, he's a great player, and I'm excited to go against him.
They're not rivals. Were they rivals to you?
To me, they are. But it's
that's because you grew up as a Washington fan.
Right. It's a different era. But I think that also takes. This is year three for Kayvon Thibodeau, and I think it takes some time to understand and appreciate the history of the team that you're playing for.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of got to want to know it. You know, you gotta want to dig into the past and the implications of some of the games that were played against these teams. Right, back in the day, and I'm saying that like, I'm back in my day, but but you guys remember, and I know Sean and Lugie do because you're Giants fans, in the late 90s and early 2000s, the Eagles and the Giants were like a legit rival. Right? They would win the division, we'd win the division. They'd win, we'd win, we'd win. It felt back and forth. Now, for the last decade, if you're in Philadelphia, are you saying the Giants are our rival?
No, but you're saying it if you're a Giant fan.
You are if you're a Giant fan,
yes.
But in Philadelphia, are you saying it?
Probably not as much.
You're saying we own them.
Right.
And so because the Giants have had so much success against the struggling from ownership throughout over the past, I don't know, however many years down in Washington, from a Giant local, like a young Giant player, it doesn't feel like a rivalry.
No.
Because they haven't been good. And so it's like rivalry becomes a product of the competitiveness of a game or the meaningfulness of the games that you play.
Or everything you said I agree with, but there's an add-on I need to include. The fans. Eagle fans make Giant fans and Giant players hate the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, but doesn't
there are no Commander fans to annoy you.
True.
Doesn't mean they don't exist. I mean, they're not upon us being obnoxious.
No. The moments, too, Ev. The moments kill me. DeSean Jackson returning the punt, McNabb answering the phone on the sideline. We don't, at least me and Lugie, the 38, 37-year-old and younger Giant fan, we don't have the Commanders ever stinging us with a moment. The fans suck, don't get me wrong. But I don't have pain versus the Commanders. To Tiki's point, I don't know that Eagle fans, outside of hating the fans, hate the Giants. They probably laugh at us because we never beat them.
Right.
So
it doesn't feel like it's a rivalry from a Philadelphia standpoint. From our standpoint, it's like, dude, this is our nemesis.
Right. We hate them.
We can't beat them.
Yeah. No, I think everything you guys said is right. I think it all contributes to a rivalry. I'll give you an example that used to work with me. It doesn't work anymore. It's a little outdated, but I think there was a similarity between the Washington Commanders and, for me as a Jet fan, with the Buffalo Bills.
Mm.
The Buffalo Bills were very bad
for a very long
period of time. And really, did they have a lot of big moments against the Jets? I mean, I guess the Ryan Fitzpatrick game, the Rex Ryan game, mm-hmm. the final week of the season, the 2015 season. But I found myself looking at the Buffalo Bills the way I think you guys look at the Commanders now, which is they happen to be in our division.
Yeah.
I can see myself hating them at some point, but not yet. Now, they draft Josh Allen.
Yes.
They have a head coach, and this is very important to say because I know a lot of you forgot. They have a head coach that tried to pump up his team by saying, hey, we should be like the terrorist hijackers from 9/11. That's their head coach. So I hate Sean McDermott. I mean, as a person, do I hate him? I guess I would hate that idea.
Right.
Because I think that's an ignorant idea, and it's disgusting that he preached that to his own team. So now I dislike the Buffalo Bills because they're really good. They've got a head coach that does stupid stuff like that. And they're good.
And they have a great quarterback, and they always beat you.
Well,
wouldn't say they always beat us, because that's not true. What about week one last year?
Not true. You beat them twice in the last 2 years.
Split the season series the last couple of years. But I think that the Washington Commanders. They're like the Bills. And maybe Jaden Daniels is the Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're about to see him for the first time as a professional facing your team. If Jaden Daniels blossoms into Josh Allen or a star, I think that Kayvon's comment, not that it'll come back to beat him, because he's right about what he said, but it will change. Just like it changed for me and my feeling on the Buffalo Bills. And then all of a sudden, like when the Bills start getting good, I noticed the Bills Mafia and how obnoxious they were. I didn't even notice it before that. And I'm sure that's the same thing with Commander fans, because there are Commander fans that just like very quiet. They're like church mice. Like, they're very quiet. You can barely hear them make a peep.
Right.
They start winning, they'll make some peeps.
Yeah, they're kind of a displaced fan base, too. So it doesn't feel like it's all of this mass of D.C. coming in and taking over. Whereas in Philly, you play in Philly, or they play up here, it's like a mass of people that come in and try to take over. Dallas travels well, so it's like a mass of Dallas Cowboy fans, even if a lot of them are local, that come in and take over. It becomes annoying. Washington doesn't do that.
Yeah. Not yet.
Now, if you see a bunch of people in Jaden Daniels jerseys in 5 years with pig snouts, it's going to get annoying.
That's how it can change.